Can you see my cleavage? I hear something in the background. I can't hear myself. I sound muted to myself.
Yeah, you shouldn't hear yourself. You should just hear me. That's all you.
But how do I know what I'm saying?
You can't hear yourself talk?
No, I'm muffled.
And that's fine. You got hit. We'll take one of the ear things off. Do this, Chris. You want a piece of me? What? You want some? Huh? You want some of this?
I would like to buy a keg of beer.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, look at you. You look all schnazzy. Were you out like clubbing?
No, I was at Home Depot.
Oh.
Now I'm eating Jell-O mixed with yogurt.
Oh my God, that sounds really good. I was just dreaming of making a cake with Jell-O. Have you seen these cakes?
Oh, is that where you poke the holes in it? Oh, no, that's pudding.
No, like the bottom layer is like a cheesecake, and then the top layer is Jell-O with like suspended fruit, and it looks really cool. It looks really cool.
Are you going to make it? Are you going to make that today?
Yeah, I'm going to make it either today or tomorrow. I'll show you a picture. You can't see it right now, but like when you watch this back, I'll put the picture right here next to my gun.
Why do you have a gun?
I just, for protection. This protects me. From the cat?
It has water in it? You have to support your cat?
It's empty.
Oh, you must use it a lot.
Yeah. I unloaded it on him this morning. And let's just say he's not scratching my couch anymore.
That's good. You can record in a second. I'll be done eating this in a second.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I start recording as soon as I get on. So this is all going on. Oh, oh yeah, it's not going to get better by wiping it off.
I need to stuff a snack.
Oh, you need a widow snack.
What? Okay. That one.
Hey, this is our first time doing this for like 2 weeks. Did you have a nice
What have you been up to?
Just
it's not like I've seen you every day.
I know. We all, if we just hit record like at work, we wouldn't have to do podcasts on the weekend. I could just, maybe we should try that. Like all throughout the week, just record everything.
Just like splice it together?
Yeah, and then we'll edit all the best ofs, and put it together for a show.
Oopsie.
I can do that. Look. caffeine.
Yeah, I had to run to Home Depot real quick. And tell,
why do you have to go to Home Depot real quick?
Well, I got some knobs for my cabinets, but I bought 12 of them.
Yeah.
And 3 of them were the wrong ones. So they were in with the wrong knobs. And I just grabbed a handful of them. So I had to go back and exchange them.
Oh, you couldn't like reuse them for something else, like put it on your toaster or like put a knob on the remote?
No, but then I was short. I was short them. So I didn't really exchange anything. I just bought more of the ones I wanted. And then I had to buy magnets.
Magnets?
In my eye.
Oh.
I have something in my eye. It's like enough. You wouldn't be able to see. Could you see that?
No. Oh wow! Look at all that. It's like bloodshot.
Yeah. Rough night.
You got veiny eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those veins.
Oh no!
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. So, why was it a rough night? Do you need to go into more detail? What happened? Why was it rough? Oh, was that a hair? Poor Matt.
No, I think it was a piece of
flesh.
A piece of my tooth.
Mm.
The fuck? No, I don't think it was. But there's something hard. Anyway.
Okay.
What was the question?
Why was your night rough?
It wasn't really. I was just kidding. We actually ordered Qdoba. Have you ever had Qdoba?
Qdoba? Oh, isn't that like that far right political group that wants Trump to be president?
No, it's Mexican food. No, it's like Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle?
Yeah.
Qdoba is, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's there used to be one right here in Nashville, but.
Is it like a buffet style?
No, I just ordered it and picked it up. Oh, no, it's like Chipotle.
Yeah, is it like buffet?
Yeah, like they make it what for you?
Yeah, like in front of you with those little windows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have one of those. Some of that.
Everyone's afraid to order like the guacamole because it's an extra $30 just for the guacamole.
No kidding, right? But it was pretty good.
All right.
But that was my extent of my evening of it was, oh my God, we watched this movie last night. It was so dumb. It was called
Passion of the Christ. Oh.
Trafficked.
Traffic? I've seen that, I think.
No, not traffic. Trafficked with an ED.
Trafficked?
Trafficked, like sexual trafficking, human trafficking.
Oh, it was a movie?
Yeah, it was so dumb. Oh. I mean, it was bad. Like, the actors were bad.
That, you know, to make a dumb movie, you need to have bad actors. Was it originally released on the Sci-Fi Channel?
I don't know, but it definitely looked like a Hallmark movie. You know, like made for TV, like a soap opera kind of. I don't know. We were waiting for it to get better. And I'm like, this is painful.
Oh.
How can we sit here and watch it? Yeah, we watched the whole fucking thing.
Did you pay for it?
Yes, we paid for it. So that's why $5.99 or whatever.
Oh, wow. Some of the dumbest movies are the most expensive on Comcast. Like some of the dumbest movies ever made are like $20 because they kind of advertise them as currently in the theater, which is a huge lie because there's no movie theaters open right now. So it's like all those currently in the movie theater thing, and they're charging like $20 to rent, and they're just ridiculously dumb. There's no good movie. Anything that's relatively good, they're not going to release right now. They're going
to
wait.
So how can they have like the Academy Awards shows? I mean, what are they going to give Academy Awards to? That's for movies. Like there weren't any.
I know.
No,
I didn't even think about
there
that.
There are like four.
When are the Academy Awards usually? I don't even know.
Spring. I don't know. So
they have to do the awards for all the movies in 2020 in the spring of this year.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be a very short. But they'll find a way because actors like to give each other props and stuff. So
it's true, but you know what? Like, they're all going to win.
Yeah, everyone's a winner.
Because there's only a few of them, so everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets an Academy Award.
What are some of the movies that you want to see that they haven't released because of the pandemic? Like, the biggest one for me.
Top Gun.
Yeah, the Top Gun. Tom Cruise. Yeah.
I thought you'd want... Tom Cruise has a TikTok thing.
I do watch it. And when I'm on the toilet, I watch it for like 30 minutes straight. And it gets me through the 30 minutes of me being in the bathroom. It really moves stuff along. Went for something about Tom Cruise. He's like a medicine, you know, and he's like
an enema.
If you're constipated, you watch some of his TikTok videos. He softens me. But if I have diarrhea, he hardens me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, he's like Flex Seal. He's just good. He does it. He's great for everything.
He's like Gorilla Glue.
But yeah, Top Gun is a definite must see. A Quiet Place 2. I'm dying to see. I mean, everybody is like, what the hell is that movie? It was made like 3 years ago. Then the damn freaking coronavirus.
Yeah, what are they doing to us?
I think the world's ending.
I'm here.
I think the world's ending.
I think it is too.
I think the coronavirus is just something to kind of like soften the blow for whatever's really coming down the pike.
You think it's just like a precursor?
Yep. I think I honestly think the aliens are coming.
I have to put cream on my elbows.
Oh, were you on your elbows last night? No?
No, but they're dry and they catch on the inside of my sweatshirt. It's like that Under Armour. Excuse me, I have my hand up my shirt.
This is the best Zoom episode ever starring Chris. This is like all the behind the scenes stuff, but it's in the front.
But it hurt. It's painful.
It's all right. You got your floss?
For what?
So you can floss my teeth? Oh yeah, you gotta start flossing.
No, I don't. Hold on, I gotta reach on my shirt.
Okay.
Is this on recording?
Yep.
Okay.
Why are you dead? I'm gonna have a drink.
Much better. Anyway, so did you know, this is a funny story actually, that my husband sent to me, because I told him I was looking for some current events, but something like off the cuff, like something totally not like mainstream, boring current event news shit. Yeah. So there was a woman that's suing her cell phone company because she got her cell phone stuck in her vagina.
Well,
because she didn't, they should have written a disclaimer saying,
yeah,
you can't use it in your orifices.
Did she get better service that way, or is it no service?
No, I'm hoping she left it on vibrate.
Oh,
like,
man.
I'm like, really? Like, and seriously, she took them to court, and
yeah,
they have a disclaimer that says not to be used internally. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's the same woman that sued Burger King for, you know, not getting her hamburger out in time. You know, there are people that do that. I believe it. That's just totally nuts, man.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was so funny. And then there was another one too, but I can't, and I wrote it down and I don't know where I put the piece of paper.
I heard a weird story about the, this is not a phone, but did you know that the Subway, Subway sandwiches in Ireland, the courts of Ireland.
What's wrong with your voice?
Why? Do you hear something weird?
Do you have a lisp?
Maybe. Hold on.
No, like, are you doing something weird with your teeth?
Nope.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
So there's Subway sandwiches.
You're like something weird with the court.
Subway sandwiches.
Go ahead. So
in Ireland, they ruled that the bread is not bread.
What is it? It's
I guess the amount of sugar they put in their bread, it categorizes it as more of a dessert than it does bread. This is only in Ireland, not in the U.S.
Ireland, they have different bread in Ireland?
I don't know what they're serving out in the Subway sandwiches in
Stop
Ireland.
Stop saying it like that.
That was normal. So I guess the reason why it's kind of weird, because they get certain like tax breaks for on their food, Subway sandwiches. They get tax breaks because, like, for food that's considered staple, like milk, bread, cheese, eggs,
yeah,
you don't pay any tax on. So they're pissed off because now they have to pay tax on their bread, which is now not considered bread because there's so much sugar in it. It's actually you're eating a roast beef sandwich in between two pieces of Twinkie, is what they're saying.
Well, so that you get like dessert with your sandwich, like that's part of it.
But the reason why their Subway sandwiches is so freaking pissed is because it's now they have to pay taxes on all their bread. You know how much, like, if you're not paying taxes on bread, as they're probably ridiculously busy. Even if, I don't know how busy it is in Ireland, but I'm assuming they're like one franchise might be like a multi-million dollar, you know, gross income type of a place. Now add tax on all your bread, you know, on top of like when you're not used to paying it. It must be. Anyways, that's my story. Subway in Ireland.
Really good story.
The courts have ruled that their bread is not really bread. Isn't that cool?
What? Yes. Now I can't think of the other story that I was going to tell you. Fuck.
Fudge. Well, did you hear in the news today? This is current news. It's not political. The minimum wage has been passed.
I heard that.
So it's $15 per hour. Well, it has to pass the Senate. It has to pass the Senate first, but the House passed it. And now myself, as a business owner, I believe I will be obligated to pay all my employees, or you, $15 an hour when you actually come back on the payroll, come back to work when we can open up again.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll see.
By the way, I'm giving you warning now. You're only going to work one day a week.
You're going to work from home, Chris.
Yeah.
Yep, you're going to work at the cafe from home.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
I think it's going to put a lot of small businesses out of business. Seriously. Yeah. Like, who can afford to pay $15? And then the people that are making minimum wage, like these kids that are like in high school, I mean, should they get paid $15 an hour? Like, are they worth $15 an hour? They don't have to pay for the cost of living because they're living at home still. Right. And we're paying for them.
Sure. So, and who is it to decide what they're worth? You know, is it up to the business or is it up to the government? And that's kind of like my question about it.
I don't know. You know what? Whatever.
There are places, I think there are places where, you know, they're paying people, you know, like eight or whatever, say $10 an hour, and they're probably worth more and they can afford paying them more. But it's like a one size fits all legal decision. Now everybody, you know, and
It's not going to come into effect right away. It's not, you know, I give it a few years on that one.
Yeah, I'll be out of business way before that actually takes.
Yeah, you know, I'll be retired before that happens.
Mm. Just heard that.
But when Matt retires, I retire. So.
Oh, when is he going to retire? Is it a 20-year thing in the mill?
4 years.
Do you have to be in for 20 years as a in the mill?
Yeah, you can. Yes, he'll have 20 years and 4 years. So he's retiring in 4 years when he's 56.
He's going to be 56 in 4 years. Does he dye his hair? You can tell. He won't hear this. Does he dye his hair?
How's he not going to hear this?
He doesn't listen.
Matt, don't listen to this part.
Yeah.
No, he does not dye his hair.
I mean, he doesn't even really have any gray hair. What's up with
that? I take a flashlight and I look over his head every day looking for the grays.
Yeah. I'm not wearing a hat. This is my hair.
It's interesting color.
And I'm 46. I'm covering
my grays right now with my hat.
Did you see that I'm representing the...
Yeah, I saw that. Yaptown. I like your hat.
Yeah.
And everybody, I know. This merchandise is available for purchase if anybody's interested.
Yeah. What do you think we should charge for this?
I think we should. I want to get it on a hat, like a beanie hat, too.
Yeah, that your hat looks actually pretty cool. Your hat's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is my breast cancer hat. So.
Oh, I love that. I love the breast cancer. Just to have. I don't love breast cancer, but I love all the slogans and stuff they have to fight it.
Yeah. But you know what? It's like, I try to be badass sometimes, even though like I'm old and everything, but I try to be like, I like skulls and stuff like that. So I always try to look like, I think I'm the furthest thing. I end up looking like the biggest dork.
Yeah.
I wore my black mask to Home Depot and the black hat. And I'm like, oh, I could be like, I look like a robber, you know, like I could rob this was what I would wear if I was robbing the joint. But I'm like, I always think I look so badass, but I don't.
You gotta walk badass though. Like when you walk, you're very girly. You're like, you're pretty all girl. Badass, you gotta walk like kind of like.
I gotta strut.
Like you got something like you sat on a tack a little bit and you're like, you kind of walk into the store, you know, and
like I'm constipated. Yes. Like yes. I'm going to growl at you. Like, and then I try to talk like all cool and stuff, like to my son who's 18 and he's like, mom, no.
You call him bro?
Mom, don't. I'm like, yo, what up? And he's like,
what's up, bro?
Yeah. And he's just like, no. He's like, don't even. He's like, can you not? Just can you not? And I'm like, no, it makes me want to do it more. Like you just hanging or
I heard some kids crib? I heard some kids from that school our both our kids go to the same high school, and have you heard those kids talk to each other? They say the n-word, like the n-word. They sound like little rappers.
Yeah, I know.
But they're like two little white kids calling each other the N-word. It's so funny. It's like, what? I'm like, how did that, where did that start? And how, I mean, I must have been sleeping during my son's, you know, going to school phase. Cause I'm like, it just hit me the other day. Like he used to tell me all the time, like they say the N-word and I'm like, okay, whatever. But then when I heard them talking, it's like every other word, like literally two kids going
like it means like it has many meanings.
Yeah.
I feel like.
They're you know, doing like, it to sound cool.
They say it reason. About their friends. They say it about their enemies. They say it about the, like, I don't know. That's crazy.
It does
like,
have.
Like Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I saw a picture of him in one of his videos. He was in the bed with a very beautiful girl, and he just looks like a mental patient. Just.
But when he takes, like, before he had that done and, like, his hair all rainbow and his tattoos and stuff, he looks like a little kid. It's like a little baby face, like a normal, like, little kid. Like, I was just, shocked. And I can't even admit, like, I start to talk about it with my kids. And they're like, why are you watching that? And I was like, because I don't know. Like, it's interesting to me. And it's not like I'm a fault, like a... you know, a fan, but it's just the whole story is interesting to me, like how his story is.
What is it? Is he a mumble rapper? They call it mumble rap.
I don't know what the hell you call it. It's like crazy, like shock value rap.
But does he rap or does he sing or both?
Yeah, I don't. He like yells. But you know what? This is exactly what he wants. Oh God, I just shook the whole table. This is exactly what he wants. Like people talking about him. Like it doesn't matter if it's good attention or bad attention. Attention is attention. So he wanted it and he got it. Now look, we're still talking about it.
Remember when like Will Smith was like an amazing rapper? Will Smith. Yeah. It's gone so
he had some good songs.
Yeah. We are the man in black. Galaxy Defender. That's not really
going
rap,
to but... Miami.
Oh, Miami. Oh, Miami. to the south, to the west.
The Prince of Bel Air.
That was the original DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
I bought their albums. Remember?
Parents just don't understand. My parents went away on a week's vacation. I took the keys to the brand new Porsche.
Yeah, he was good though. Yeah, getting jiggy. Yeah. He has so many good songs. Getting Jiggy With It, Summertime. Oh, yeah. I can't name the other ones, but
I know. And then look, it's just he's multi-talented. Like, I would want to be multi-talented if I was like an actor, and I'd also want to like sing and all that.
What's your favorite Will Smith movie then?
Hitch.
Oh, is that with Doug Heffernan there? King of Queens guy?
It's with Kevin James.
Kevin James. My favorite Will Smith movie is I Am Legend. That was one with the zombies.
About that.
Great movie.
I don't know. What other movies was he in?
Men in Black.
It was good.
He was in, what's the one, the cartoon where he's a fish?
At the it was car good. Wash.
Yeah, the car wash.
Tail, fish tail.
Fish tail. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Is it?
Maybe.
I don't know. I haven't watched that in a long time.
Have you seen Flushed Away, the cartoon? This would have been when your son was like very young. Like I watched it with my kids when they were young. It is so good. There are some cartoons that can kind of like parlay into entertainment for like older people, and that, you know, like SpongeBob is like the one example I use for it's like,
are you lisping again?
Do I sound like I have a lisp?
Hey, lisp? Is there like a feature on your app?
Maybe my mic's too loud. Are you wearing you're not wearing headphones, so I don't know. Let me check my mic.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. I forgot. I can't put them on my head because my hat is there.
Oh, that's fine. As long as you can hear me.
Yeah, I can, obviously, because you're lisping.
Oh, yeah. You've been talking to me for about an hour now.
Yeah, no kidding. So when you play it back, yes, listen for your lisp.
All right. I hope it's not going to be too bad, because if I have to leave it in, that'll be pretty embarrassing.
Maybe it's just me.
Can you say, I have a challenge for you. Can you say a sentence without using the letter S? I didn't think so.
The dog would love to go out.
The dog would love to go out. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess you win.
Yeah, I did. I just won.
Ha! Do you want to challenge me? Didn't we talk about a challenge during work yesterday?
Yeah, but we weren't sure like what kind of challenge we were going to do. Like if it was going to be something we were going to.
I think we have to do separate challenges because I wanted to do a weight loss challenge, but you're like kicking ass already. So.
No, I would challenge myself to upping my game at the gym.
And then I'll challenge myself to getting in the game.
Like, okay, yeah, it's a good game.
Yeah.
So
I want to challenge myself to a weight loss challenge. I want to lose.
All right, what is it?
I want to lose 100 pounds.
What?
I can do it. I've done it so many times. I've done it two or three times in my life. And I know I can do it. I know I'm getting older and it might be harder. But yeah. I want to lose 100 pounds in 3 months.
No, that's unrealistic.
It's doable. I'm telling you.
It's doable, but you're not going to be able to sustain that.
No, I don't want to sustain it. I just want to.
Well, once you do it, you want to sustain it. Like, you don't want to just be like, all right, done. Okay, give me the burger.
Give me a cheesecake. I want a cheesecake, please. I don't think like a normal person, so I don't think in the long term. But to get to the long term, I think 100 pounds off my, which is only a fraction. I mean, it's still not all the weight I need to lose. I'd like to lose 100 pounds by the time my parents come back in May. Wait, what is it? Like March, April? Yeah, 3 months. And I know the right reasons to do it is for my health and for my kids and for my wife and stuff like that. But I don't think that way. In order for me to like motivate myself, I have to be a very superficial and shallow person. And
that shouldn't be very hard for you.
No, that's where my comfort zone lies. And
you're used to that.
Yeah, so. I want to wow my parents and I want to look hot. That's it.
No, you want to be good. You want to do it for you, though. I mean,
No. Wait, remember, I'm shallow. I don't want to do it for me or my loved ones. I want to.
Well, whatever gets you through.
Yeah, I want to look better in my TikTok video.
So what? Yeah. what are you going to do for a TikTok video?
Did you see the.
What?
Did you see the TikTok video of my cat when I was my cat was cleaning himself and I was like making fun of him behind his back and he kept turning around? Catching me. Yeah. Well, that video is awful. It's the worst angle of me ever. I look like my head is just ready to like pop off and roll down the beach like a beach ball. And it's, you know, I took it from down like by my waist. And
be careful of those angles.
Like this camera here is like a little above eye level. And that's kind of where I feel safe, like putting my face out. Like if I were to just put it normal, watch me get fatter as I move this. Ready?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, that was, you did that on purpose, but okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I want to lose 100 pounds in 3 months. And
that's all right. But that's like what, a pound a day?
Pound a day.
Yep.
Yep. So that's one less sandwich I'll eat right there. There's a pound. So if I don't eat one, instead of eating that third sandwich for lunch, I'll eat two.
So you have to burn more calories than you're putting into your bod.
Oh my God.
So
I can do that, Chris.
And don't starve yourself because yourself all cranky because I could be there with you every day and I can't deal with a cranky Tony and it's all about me.
All right.
I'll back you.
I'll work around your feelings for my weight loss goal.
You could just think of me.
Yes, you're, absolutely.
You're good.
This is honestly, if I can lose 100 pounds again, I remember the last time I lost 100 pounds. My wife was all over me, and it was wonderful. So I think that's like one of the top three reasons why I'm doing it too. It should be the number one reason, it's got to happen starting right now.
It's going to happen. Look, you know what? You're being recorded now. So
yeah, this coffee has heavy cream in it. This is my last heavy cream coffee.
Oh, well, enjoy it.
I'm not going to miss it.
So what are you going to put in your coffee now?
I'll just do a little bit of honey. That's it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Drink it black. That's how I used to drink it. And lately I've been adding cream and like half and half.
Yeah, little things, right?
Yeah, it all adds up. And it I sit on my ass more. So I have to lose, like, I worked out last Saturday.
Yeah.
It wasn't a workout. I basically walked on a treadmill for like,
well, at least half a mile. Yeah, do it like for a couple of days, that like do it like 10 minutes or whatever, and then come back after that and then add another 5 minutes. Oh, and then walk to work or whatever, because the weather's going to start getting.
You're funny.
What?
Walk to work. You just want to see me dead. What? So you want me to die?
No. I could walk to work. It's only like a mile.
I walk to work a couple times, and you know you're out of shape when you live across the street from where you work, and you still drive to work. It takes me longer to walk down to the garage and get in my car and get out of the garage than it would for me to walk to work. Shit.
No kidding.
Yeah, but you never know. There might be raining, so I have to make sure I have my car.
Well, Monday's March 1st, so am I yelling?
No.
All right. I feel like I'm yelling.
No, you're like a little squawky, but you're not really yelling.
Oh, I'm squawky. That's because my elbows hurt.
A little bit of a cackle.
Dry skin.
Yeah. So you do, are you in, what was the program that you're in that helped you lose all your weight that you've lost up to this point? Was it Weight Watchers or Arbonne?
No, it was more like, I met with a nutritionist, and it was more like how your body works, like what I need to eat for my body.
Yeah.
And eating proteins. And so basically it was like eating proteins and just changing my eating stuff.
So, I mean, you eat more proteins and less, obviously, sugar and
carbs are bad carbs, for me.
Carbs.
I do eat some on occasion, but yeah. So it's just getting in the habit of doing that. And now I have to up my working out. So I'm going to work out at the gym 3 times a week, and I'm going to try to walk every single day. Like, it's been kind of shitty out, but the gym sessions kick my ass.
I noticed too, you've been adding more, so like just little things. Like when you come into work now, you're trucking up 3 flights of stairs instead of taking the elevator.
Right. Yeah. It's like just little tiny, I don't really park further away, but like when I go to the store and stuff, you park further away. It's like little changes that add up. And like just walking the dog. But then when I go to the gym, like it hurts the next day. But so like walking is hard, painful. If we do a lot of squats and like work with a lot of weights and kettlebells and stuff, it's a good workout.
I think what dynamic. I've had a little bit of success with when I had my little weight loss journeys before was where I didn't really work out in the beginning, and then I just concentrated on getting my diet in check. And then naturally, like once a little bit weight started coming off, I kind of wanted to like get out and do more working out and more walking and stuff like that.
Your energy goes up.
Yeah.
So
I need energy. I need it. I need real energy, not like caffeine induced. Energy. Right. I need natural. Crash,
like you, it might make you, you know, give you more energy, like sporadically, but then you'll crash in the afternoon or whenever, and that's stupid. It's dumb.
Yeah, it's stupid.
But yeah, good. This will be fun.
All right. So start. You heard it, everybody, and Chris. Starting today. I'm not gonna wait. I'm not gonna be like I'm starting on Monday. I'm starting today. I've already eaten. A good amount of food, so I think I'll get through the night okay.
The night had to purge.
Yeah, we're out of food actually. I ate all the food, so I'm gonna go shopping, and I did my cafe shopping, but I'm gonna do shopping for the house, and I'm gonna make some healthy choices, and that's where I'm at. All right, let's change the subject now. I'm
sure which light looks better? Does this light look better, or this one?
Oh, that's a little cooler.
This one.
Not that
one. That's like a heat lamp.
Yeah, it looks like you have like
that one's too bright.
Yeah. That one looks like go back again.
This one.
Yeah. No, go back.
This one?
No.
This one?
Yeah, that one. That one.
That one's too bright, isn't it?
No. The other one made you look like you had mono or something, like you were high temp.
Why are you yellow? Oh, it's just my jaundice. It's just
my things are giving out. If you like that look of like your kidneys are failing, then go with it. You know, that's what I say. That's what I say.
That's what I was going for.
So what people probably don't know about us, we have kids and, well, we've talked about them. And you're, I don't know if we can talk about this, but how's Ben doing with his little breakup? Your son broke up with his girlfriend.
Oh, he's good. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
He's like.
Is he over it? Normal?
Yeah, he just keeps himself busy.
But you know if he's really good is when he starts to like look for a girlfriend again or like pursuing.
So. He wants to concentrate on himself.
Oh, so he's not good yet.
No, he's not on the prowl.
No.
If it happens, it happens, but he's just not going to go out and look for, I'm on a hunt for a girlfriend now.
I know. He's a handsome dude, man. He doesn't have to, sometimes getting right back into the game will make him feel better. You know, that's when I lost my cat, I bought a kitten literally like a week later.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know.
Yeah. You remember?
Yeah.
Trust me.
I don't know. I don't know.
With relationships, I speak from experience.
Oh, you do?
Wow, it got really quiet.
You speak from experience.
I have none. No, my wife was my first girlfriend. So yeah, that's all the experience. Hey, I'm a bat in 1,000.
That's right. You're 1 for 1. There you go. Me too. Why are you laughing?
I'm not. So the difference, your son broke up with his girlfriend and my son had to cancel his vacation. So we're both going through some parental shit with our kids.
Yes, well, my oldest one is going for a job interview tonight, actually.
Oh my
God.
So
I'm very excited to hear about that. So that's good.
Wow.
And
both my kids don't have jobs right now.
That's okay. It's a pandemic.
Yeah, sure it is.
My
son's coming out of the bedroom right now.
Which one? Hey.
Oh, wait. No. I gave you credit. Are you wearing pants?
Shorts.
Okay, so he's wearing pants. Usually he comes out in a tight little Speedo. Say hi, Harrison.
Hey.
That's hi. Harrison. You want to come and say hi?
What would you do? Well.
Can you put some clothes on?
I don't want to.
Okay, he doesn't want to. Harrison's.
He doesn't want to put clothes on?
No, he's. I'll show a picture of him like right about here. See this space? I'll pop in a picture of my son with clothes on, but he typically goes in the buff. Well, he tells me he's wearing a Speedo underwear, but you can't see it. It's so tight. It literally looks like, like an alien. If you were to
like a mannequin.
Yeah, a mannequin. They're you can't see their junk, but they're naked. That's kind of like what it looks like when he walks through the house sometimes. His big shaggy hair and kind of like a manic, like a little Ken doll walking through the room.
That's not nice.
Yeah, he's right here. So I'm talking about him while he's sitting right here.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. So
hi, Harrison.
I have headphones on, so he can't hear you.
Oh, I thought Chris, you were
Chris, me. Chris just said hi again.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, and he's there. You go. He just said hello again.
Yeah. Uh oh.
What happened?
Nothing.
Oh.
Hi. I'm here.
Our kids are I guess it's a pandemic. We can say that. Let's just write off 2021 while we're at it. We'll get rid of it.
No, we're not writing off 2021. 2021's gonna be great.
In what way? The minimum wage is up, the world is ending.
No, it's like I don't know. It's just gonna be good. It's gonna be good come summertime.
Do you have any plans?
I'm out of here.
You're out of here? you're getting out of Dodge?
Well, just for a week.
How many countries have you been to? You're a vacationer. How many places have you gone to other than the US?
Canada.
Canada?
Does that count? Belgium.
Why did you go to Belgium? Wow. Belgium, Holland, Canada.
Germany. Hawaii. Oh, that's the same country.
Yeah.
The Virgin Islands.
Virgin Islands. Why did you go to Belgium?
Because I was over in Amsterdam for a month, or in Holland for a month, yeah. And we drove to Belgium. And
is this when you were like a 20-year-old, or?
I was 23. No, 23? I was 27. I just had the baby, a baby.
Wow. And then you.
My mother lived over there.
Oh, okay. That's right. You're with her husband. Her yep. Dutch husband. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah,
he's Dutch.
Did you see the red light? Did you go to the red light district?
I did. Yes.
Nice.
Did yes. you find? So did you, it was kind of weird.
Did you find any work?
No, but it was kind of weird walking through there with my mother and my 1 year old.
Oh yeah, I bet with the like, women in the windows, like mm-hmm. selling themselves. Wow.
Yes, in the stores and stuff with all the sex toys.
Yeah.
So. I remember strolling around inside one of the stores, and my mother picked up I can't say it on the air, but she picked up
a bong.
No.
Wait, it's replace the B with a D.
Bildo.
Oh, a Bildo. Okay.
Oh, yes, replace the D with a B. Yeah. And she's like, here, Chris, get this. And I'm like, oh, my God. My mother. And my, you know, I was like, I was embarrassed. She embarrassed
did she know it? Did she know what it was? Or was she just fooling around?
No, she knew what it was. And then and I was like, oh, Mom, stop. I already have that one. It's just like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So, but that was fun. It was a good trip. Yeah, you should get out and see the world.
I've only been to a few places. I've only gone to Jamaica, and that was the only place. And Canada. We used to go to Canada.
Yeah.
But I saw more Bildos in Canada. And Jamaica, they don't have that. Yeah. I guess you can compare it to the red light district. We stayed in one of the chateau hotels in Canada. I think it was Montreal. And you just walk out of the hotel and there's cobblestone streets and these little back alleys. And we went down this one alley and it had like on one side of the street, it had like all the toys. The other side of the street, it was all the bongs and all the drug paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like 8 or 9 and my sister was like 6 and my brother was like 10 or something. And like a really white Caucasian family walking down the street with their kids. And my mom was freaking out. She's like, oh my God. She's like, we got to go back to the hotel. So Canada, they're very relaxed out there, even though there's, they have drug laws, but you can buy the stuff to smoke. This is back in the 80s. I don't know what it is like right now, but you could buy like bongs and stuff on all the paraphernalia, but you just couldn't buy the drugs. So
yeah. And probably now they still have that. I think you can buy the drugs though. I don't really know Canada's thing, but my 8th grade French class went to Quebec, Canada, on a field trip. So that was fun. We had to speak all French, though.
Oh, ceci n'est pas un chapeau.
Okay, yeah.
That means, I think it means you have a really nice green hat or something about a green hat.
Chapeau, I think, is hat.
Yeah, ceci n'est pas un chapeau. I don't have a good French. I can't do French at all. Never even tried.
Oh, that sounds like
Yeah. You gotta sound like you're just disgusted with everything. That's how you get the you know, and I don't know. Spanish was always easier.
Oh, I don't know, but I think you should.
It goes my naked son. Sorry, Harrison just flashed me.
Streaker. Have him run behind you. That'd be funny.
Harrison, there's no chance of getting you over here. No, he's not gonna.
Next week.
Oh.
He said next week.
Yeah, he could be our guest.
Yeah, are you gonna be our guest?
Sure, why not?
All right. He committed. He's gonna be our guest.
Yeah, right, I heard next it. Week. Everybody heard that.
Yeah, we'll have fun stuff to talk about with him. Like why?
We're gonna write some stuff down.
Why are you like, still in my living room?
Like, get out.
What?
No, I'm kidding. You were gonna tell him to get out, like that'll be like his formal like we're gonna let you go.
No, I talked to my mom. I talked to my mom about when they started to like kind of coax me to move out when I was 18. And she has a complete different story of what I remember. Like I remember her kind of like being, you know, you're 18, you just graduated and you ever think about getting your own place? And it started off like that. And they just kind of like talked to me like every day. So I got the hint, like, okay, I guess they want me to get my own place. And I told her, I had a conversation with her the other night, and I'm like, you know, you guys, you know, I understand, because as a parent, you know, you don't want to kick your kids out. It's more about, it's proving that they can support themselves. And then when right. they, when I realize, you know, okay, my kids are going to survive without me, then I'll just drop dead, you know, and that'll be, I'll be, that's the moment.
Right. Your job is done.
I'm not going to drop dead until I know you can like not burn the house down and, you know, like take care of yourself. And so like, I guess being a parent now is, it changes every way of thinking I've ever had. Growing up, I never thought my parents didn't like me when they asked, they kind of coerced me to kind of like get my own place. But at the time I felt a little rejected because I was like, oh, you know, I like it here. I didn't ever want to leave.
I love being with your mommy and daddy.
I know. I love sleeping in my old room with my Def Leppard posters. Yeah.
I don't want to go to the dance. I'm not going to the dance. I want to hang out with you guys. I just spit everywhere.
And I realize after you move out, you open that refrigerator and magically there's no food. I'm like, where's the food? I keep opening.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was telling Ben, I was like, you know, I want to find some recipes and cook some different food, and I'm going to have him do it with me. I'm like, because when you move out in a few months, when you move out, on June 22nd, the day after you graduate, that I want you to be able to cook your own food, because I'm not going to do it for you when you move out.
Because he cooks a little bit at home, doesn't he? Does he cook anything ever? No.
He'll cook some eggs.
Really? Like in a pan?
He'll heat some stuff up. Yeah. He'll heat some stuff in the microwave. Yeah. He'll cook a panini. He uses the panini press, but.
Okay.
But I mean, he'd be able to survive.
Yeah. Harrison cooks himself, even though the meals that he cooks are rancid, like a massacre that happened like in the hot summer, and the body's laid out for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
And then an airplane crashed into that heap of dead bodies.
That's what we're going to talk to him about next week. We're going to be like, so Harrison, what's the story behind your food?
He loves eggs. And he just like last night he bring the level of stench to a new level. He told me about this new pasta that he had. And so he had a level of like stinky pasta and then another layer of stinky eggs. Harrison, did you do vegetables too?
Yeah,
and always the overcooked vegetables on top of all that or underneath it. And then I don't think you added ketchup this time, did you?
I did.
You did? Oh, yeah. Then he puts
he usually puts a design on the top.
Yeah, he does the ketchup over the top. And the vinegar and the ketchup just picks up all that like rancid smell from underneath it. And that's what brings it underneath to my nose. It's the vinegar. Yeah. And I'm going to miss that. I will miss it.
You know what? He can get you like for Christmas, he can have like an air freshener made out of that smell that lingers in the kitchen. So when he moves out, he can give that to you so you can just hang it. And
they have it they have that. It's called fart spray. Have you heard of it? Fart spray?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't think it is.
Can you refill it?
I use fart spray in my nose to dampen the dead smell of what he's cooking. It takes the edge off.
Poor Harrison.
He's over there. He's trying to ignore me. His back is to me. And I know. He's smiling because I can tell. When he smiles, his hair gets a little whiter when he smiles from behind. I'm looking at him right now. And I know he's smiling. Yeah. All right. So I guess that's all I have to say. Yeah, we went for a good amount of time. I had a good time with you as usual. And
yeah, it was great. Thank you.
Let the editing begin.
Oh God!
Oh, I can't wait. I'm gonna do slow-mo when you were eating that yogurt. I'm gonna zoom in right about this is what you'll see. Just your lips and like white like stuff going up and down. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. No, you're not.
I'm gonna stitch it together with other, maybe I'll put some animals reacting to
my mother the yogurt.
Like you'll see a cat going like this. A cat will be like this.
My mother watches this.
No, listen, you're gonna eat the yogurt and then you'll see a little video come to the side of your face. And then you'll see a cat be like, or I'll come up with something.
Remember that dog that has the ball in its mouth and then it hears something, it drops the ball and it just looks at you like that.
Yeah. It's happening. Yeah.
All right,
kid.
All right. Peace out till the next
time. We did it. I know. See you in 3 weeks.
No, we're doing one next week.
Yeah, we should do some short videos during the week at work, and then we'll make a cafe behind the scenes version of what we do. So
that sounds good.
All right, kid. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yes, you too.
Hasta lunes. See you Monday.
Bye.